Okay, so this recording is a recording of a working session, and we are working on creation. So would you all take a breath? Put your papers down. But take a breath. Allow yourself to be in present moment. With your eyes open, how would you choose to present yourself? How would you choose to step into this body of work we're doing tonight? What is the vibration you would like to hold? With your eyes open, would you find one vibration, and really lovely ones to choose from are, I am capable, I am certain, I am senior in my own space. Sometimes people want to hide from being senior and saying, well, I can have masterful, I can be masterful in my space, which is that true. You can be masterful, and being senior still says, I am the author. Mine, it's my ship to run. Can you be capable? Can you be powerful through your graciousness? And can you have a presence? So would you find one of those vibrations that you're saying, here's how I want to present myself. And to that vibration, would you weave in the vibration of, I am happy. And in that vibration of, I am happy and your word, would you simply notice your grounding cord? Notice if you even have a grounding cord on. Kind of giggle at yourself if you don't. And don't do anything with your grounding cord right now. I'd like you to observe your grounding cord. So is your current grounding cord, is it wide? Is it narrow? Does it look like someone beat the crap out of it? Did they take a sawed-off shotgun and blast holes through it? Kind of what condition is your grounding cord in? And can I have everybody on the line? I didn't do this upstairs. Would you put yourself on star 6 so we have no background noise on the recording? So if you choose to change your grounding cord, you can leave it the way it is, but you can choose. So in present moment, as you take a breath, what would you like to do to your current grounding cord? Drop it and create a new one. Leave it alone. Expand it. Shrink it. Turn it on. Notice how quickly you were able to do that. Now, with your eyes open, would you be aware of the point that sits out in front of you? Would you be aware of the point that is to your left? Be aware of the point to your right? Be aware of the point behind you. Be aware of the point below your feet. Be aware of the point above your head. Now, would you very methodically draw the lines of your octahedron? So let's all start at the point at the top. And with your magic marker, would you draw the line connecting from the point of your octahedron that are completely symmetric right now? Would you connect the point from above you to the point in front of you? From the point above you to your right, from the point above you to your left, from the point above you to the point behind you. Now, would you connect those four side points? So starting at the point in front of you, would you go to your left, connecting front to the point on your side, left side connected to the point behind you, point behind you connected to the point on your right side to the point in front of you. Now, from the point in front of you to the point below you, from the point below you to the point on your right, from the point below you to the point behind you, and from the point below you to the point on your left. Yeah, would you take your really amazing hands that are made of crystal, and would you touch each of the eight faces, turning them all to crystal light? You may even hear sounds as you touch each of the faces of your octahedron. And now would you simply breathe your eyelids closed? And with your eyelids closed, would you see that beautiful octahedron and validate yourself for your creation? And would you be happy? Would you say hello to the column of light that is 8 inches in diameter? Would you simply say hello? Would you give it the command to, from wherever it is right now, to double its speed? Would you be aware of yourself in the center of your head? Would you give the command for that central column to double again in speed, raising your vibration? Now would you give it the command to be at 30% of the speed of light? And would you be capable certain would you be commanding of your space? Would you notice that there is energy moving up that column of light in a clockwise formation? And just say hello to it. Observe it. Look how beautiful that light is. How nurturing. How loving, how kind. Would you say hello to the masculine energy that is moving in a counterclockwise formation? It too is nurturing. It feels different though. Observe it. Just the difference between the two. It feels nurturing, it feels kind, but there's a different kind of a structure on that masculine energy. Would you have an intention to be one with the Father and one with the Mother energy? So one with the masculine energy, one with the feminine energy. Right here at 30% of the speed of light, would you create a rose inside that octahedron, inside that field? Would you simply create a rose? Would you give the command to the rose to collect up whoever is the last person you had a conversation with? Allow that rose to collect up all of their energy out of your sphere, out of your power field, out of your space. Would you now take that rose and literally move them all the way outside of your field, outside of the roses that delineate, here's where I end and where you begin. Just move them to the outside of your rose. And now be curious. Could you walk around that rose and just look at all that energy that you were holding on to? Be amused with yourself. Would you be pleased with yourself that you did such a good job of holding somebody else's energy? Yay, me. I'm really good. But just like it's time to take the trash out, or it's time to do the laundry, you know, it's like it's time to go. Now, would you send them on their way? If they need help, you can explode the rose out there. Send that energy back to them. Would you put your awareness again on the inside of your rose, inside of your field, your sphere? Would you create another rose? Would you give the command to this rose to collect up the tasks that you have to do, the to-do list? Many of you have a honey-do list, and you're the honey, and you're the do. So there's all kinds of expectation and fulfillment and deadlines and oh my gods and I didn't get to that and expectation and regret and. Do simply allow that rose or roses, if you need more, create more, to collect up all of that, I gotta get it done. And would you put a bomb underneath that rose, some type of an exploding device? Would you explode those roses, allowing all that energy to go down your grounding cord, down into the center of Gaia? To create a rose on the outside of your power field. Would you give the command to the rose on the outside of your power field to go collect you up? Where did you leave yourself? Were you in the grocery store and you left yourself in the flower department? Fondling the fruit? Did you leave part of you in the cookie aisle that says, ooh, I just really want a chocolate Chip Chips Ahoy? And then you started singing the Chips Ahoy song, and you left yourself there. Were you shopping and found that really beautiful top you wanted, and it's like, ooh, can I have it? You left yourself there. Would you just collect yourself up? Now would you bring this rose in and bring it into the top of your column of lights, allowing it to simply merge with now, merge with all of that energy that is flowing in a clockwise and a counterclockwise formation in your power field, spinning at 30% of the speed of light, bringing you home, allowing yourself to absorb all of you. Back into all of you. Would you take a breath? Would you shift your awareness from the center of the head into higher mind? Would you be capable certain? Would you give yourself permission to play tonight? Give yourself permission to have, to create kindergarten. There's absolutely no way I can fail. There's absolutely no way I can do it wrong. Would you find something that you absolutely like about yourself? Something about your physicality, your physical body. You see, not everyone has a physical body. And the only way you can do the work is to be in the physical body. So what is one thing you absolutely love about your physical body? Would you like yourself more? Would you weave in the vibration of happy? Would you be pleased with yourself? That feeling of I'm pleased with myself. And on that vibration of I'm pleased with myself and I'm capable, would you command your field to go to 60% of the speed of light? Very capable. Now would you breathe yourself into 90% of the speed of light? And just notice the ease and the grace that you simply shifted to that higher vibration. And at 90% of the speed of light, would you again say hello to the mother, to the father? Would you have an intention that magic is going to happen for yourself tonight? Miracles are going to happen for yourself as you create. Would you simply on this next breath, would you breathe yourself from higher mind down that spiral staircase to right behind that fourth chakra where your golden door or golden doors are? Coming out that higher mind down the spiral staircase, spiraling in front of the fifth chakra, back around that staircase till you're right behind that fourth chakra and you will see your golden doors. And would you embrace the awe? Here's my door. This doorway leads into my sanctuary. And inside my sanctuary is my pink diamond. Look at this amazing, beautiful writing that I put on my door. Would you validate yourself and be aware of the beauty, the grandeur? Again, would you find that item, that part of you that you absolutely love? From that place of, I love myself, would you command the doors to open? Would you walk into the Hall of Crystals, admiring the beauty? Would you see the sanctuary of the pink diamond, and would you step into that sanctuary of the pink diamond? Great reverence. Great beauty. Would you stand in front of that pink diamond and simply allow yourself to absorb? Notice that your golden infinity loop that connects your higher mind to your pink diamond. notice the altar. On the altar is the threefold flame. The will of all that is. The ray that steps energy up and steps it down. And the love and the manifestation of love. Would you take a breath? Sitting next to the threefold flame is the dodecahedron. And on one of those faces of the dodecahedron is anchored your soul. Would you simply say hello to your soul? Would you hear the hello back? And would you ask the soul to further merge with you? Right here, right now. Would you allow yourself to become one with the soul? As you are merged with the soul, it's the soul and you now. Together as a merged unit, together you operate the four bodies from the consciousness of the soul. So as a merged being, would you create a beam of light out in front of you? Would you give your very first intention? Allow that beam of light to absorb your first intention. Here is what I intend to create for myself. Would you call upon that first ray? Thy will be done through me. Would you ask that first ray to merge with, to become one with, your intention? Merging the Creator's will with your will so that all possibilities can unfold and unfurl for you. Create a rose and have that rose stand right in front of or around, side, wherever you'd like to put the rose, next to your intention. Would you give the command to the rose to collect up the first obstacle that you said, here's what gets in my way? Allow that rose to collect up. Here it is. I'm calling it out. This is what gets in my way of this creation coming to fruition. Would you create a second rose? Give the command to the second rose to collect up the energy of that second obstacle that gets in your way. Would you create a third rose? So Say, here's, I already know, this is the third one. I get it. It gets in my way. Let the rose collect up that third energy. Would you create a fourth rose? Would you ask the soul, what do you know? From a soul perspective, what's gotten in our way before? And would you allow the soul to simply let that rose or roses, bouquets, collect up what the soul knows has gotten in the way before? Would you call forth Archangel Michael? Would you very graciously ask Archangel Michael to bind all of this, all of these mutations, all of them, roses and all, bind them into the light? And just notice as all of that goes into the light that he holds. So that all you see is your creation. And into that creation, would you now weave in your first word? Here's how I want to experience this in my life. Would you be happy, weave in happy with that? Now bring in the second vibration. Would you bring in your third vibration? Now would you call upon the elementals from the elemental kingdom? Would you call upon the fire, the water, the air, the earth? Would you call upon the fifth element, the element of love? That third ray of light, the love of all that is and the manifestation of love. Would you ask all five elements to weave in, through, and around your creation? Elementals, the love to create with you. And see if you have an animal that also wants to be part of this particular creation. Do you have a totem, an animal who says, I am part of this? So that when you see me, I am your signal. Something magical is happening because bing, bing, here I come. Now, would you call upon that second ray of creation? Would you ask the second ray to step this energy down? Step it down, step it down, step it down so that it can happen in a very ease and flow into your physical reality. Now would you allow that beam to stand on its own, that beam of light to stand on its own, that creation? We're going to do something with it in a minute. Try to take a breath, bring yourself back into present moment, spinning at 90% of the speed of light, standing in your sanctuary of your pink diamond. Would you create a second beam of light? Would you allow this beam of light to now take on your intention, your second intention, the second thing you would like to create for yourself? Again, would you call upon that first ray? Call that first ray to merge with this intention so that your will and the Creator's will are one. The highest good and greatest joy of all involved. Again, would you call on a rose, create a rose? Would you give the command to that rose to collect up the energy of what gets in the way? What's that silly argument you've listened to all your life? Create the second rose and give it the command to collect up that second argument, that second way you fought for your limitations. Just notice if your words are changing. Notice if the rabbits have joined in. Yeah, but you just don't understand. Create that third rose and allow that third rose to collect up the obstacle, the mutation, the distortion, the lie. And very graciously, would you call upon Archangel Michael and ask him to bind all of these out-of-alignment creations, these lies, these limitations. Bind them into the light. And notice how once again all you're looking at is your creation. Now, you have a triad of words. How do you want to experience this vibration, this intention? And instead of using the words this time, would you use three colors? What is the color of the word? Would you weave in the first color? Would you weave in the second color? Would you weave in the third color? What does it feel like, this creation? Would you allow yourself to go to that layer of thought where you simply feel the experience? And in that feeling place, would you feel the love of all that is, that fifth element of love? That can only happen in the presence of the other four. Would you feel the fire elementals? They are called the salamanders. They purify. They cleanse. They're the ignition, the firing up of your idea. The undines are the flow, the ease and flow of the water elemental called the undine. The air is about allowing and possibility, ripping open to the new. The air elemental takes it from form to non-form, from non-form to form. You see the air elementals all the time. They're called sylphs. They create beauty in the skies. And everything that's been created on this planet, the flowers, the trees, the grasses, oh, they're all created. All the beauty is created by the gnomes and the fairies. All in love. So would you merge the five in with your three colors? Can you allow yourself to have this creation? Mine ownership. Again, is there an animal who would like to be representative of this creation? Or is there a specific gemstone from the crystal family that you're being called to? Or is there an angelic presence? Or all of it? All three? What do you notice? Who's calling out to you that says, I want to play, I want to play? And now would you set this intention to the side with the other, the first one? And take a breath. Would you create that third beam of light and give it the command to hold your intention? Here's what I want to create. And again, would you call forth that first ray, weaving that thy will be done through me, in me, around me, as my creation, merging with you, with this intention, so that the Creator's will, the soul's will, your will are all the same. And into this creation, the three words that you said, here's how I want to experience this. Would you bring in the sound? What does the sound of that word have? If your word is stability, what does stability sound like? What does possibility sound like? Notice as the sound comes in, anything that is not of that beautiful, beautiful vibration falls away. And Archangel Michael is already binding all that's coming out into the light. And if you like the sound with the color, you can weave in those three colors. Just notice, is there maybe even a temperature to this creation? And once again, would you call upon all five elements, the earth, the air, the fire, the water, the love? And would you invite them to all merge, play with your creation? Again, would you call upon that second ray of creation to step this down to the level that you can easily and effortlessly have this in physical embodiment now in a manner that would be timely? So for some of your creations, they have a little bit of work that has to happen. And so that in a timely manner, for the highest good and greatest joy of all involved. And now would you take all three intentions? And would you stand with all three intentions, three beams of light? And would you walk into the pink diamond? Would you become one with the pink diamond, standing in that beautiful pink light, whole and complete? The Father and I are one. Source is my source. Would you simply allow that pink light to bathe your intentions, your creations? Would you step out of the pink diamond? You have choice. You can leave your creations inside of the pink diamond. You can take them out and have them standing in front of the altar. If you like, you can bring them out of your sanctuary. It's up to you. You can leave one in one place, one in another. It's up to you. Would you be in gratitude? Would you take a breath, make this very real? Would you thank the three rays of creation? Would you thank Archangel Michael? Would you thank each of the kingdoms where you asked for help, asked for participation? Take a breath. Admire the beauty of who you are. Admire the radiance of your heart. Would you make your way from the sanctuary of the pink diamond into the hall of crystals? Just notice what you notice. To step out of the hall of crystals, would you close your golden door? Would you see your writing on the wall, your writing on the door? Would you be in gratitude, in appreciation of yourself for your creation? Would you simply breathe yourself into higher mind? This is who I am. I am capable. I am beauty. I am happy. I am pleased with myself. Just feel it. Feel this feeling right where you are, this higher thought realm. Just feel the feeling. And now would you, inside your own higher mind, say to yourself, I am pleased with myself. Would you give the command for your power field to now stabilize at 60% of the speed of light? And breathe yourself into 30% of the speed of light. Allowing your eyelids to open. Be aware of the room around you. Wiggle your fingers, stretch your body, make it real. And I will turn the recording off here at this point.